Becoming a doctor is that long-time goal many parents have for their children. It's a career which is seen as a way to give to people's lives while earning a rather comfortable living. However, the welcome mat for the members of the medical profession isn't always welcoming in each and every state. The next guest is here to reveal which states make being a doctor a welcome experience and how New Jersey ranks in their latest study, the best and worst states for doctors. Here are the results. From Wallet Hub is Jill Gonzalez. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to learn more about what people think and assume and reality and how it sometimes works and sometimes doesn't play well together. You can learn more about the results of this study and the many other studies and surveys that Wallet Hub does at their website, wallethub.com. Before we get into some of the details, Jay, what was the goal and what was the target result for this survey, the best and worst states for doctors? What were some of the things that you were looking at?
Well, it was just National Doctors Day, so that one piqued our interest. And then we saw that the physician is the most popular profession within the top 1% of earners. So being a personal finance website, that, of course, piqued our interest even more. So to really look and see which states were the best for doctors, which are not so good, we looked at 12 different metrics. We included all of the 50 states plus the District of Columbia. And then we broke those metrics into two categories. So the first is going to be environment, work environment, and the second is opportunity and competition. And then, of course, we looked at each metric specifically.
And I just pulled up the survey at wallethub.com. We have a direct link over to our website for this specific survey. And if you look at the top one, let's go with the top four. You had, for example, number four, Mississippi. The opportunity and competition, they ranked number one. But for the work environment, they rank 22. That's a pretty diverse dynamics there.
Exactly, yeah. So the opportunity and competition rank is going to hold a little bit more weight because there were about 9 metrics within that category. Work environment only included 3 metrics. So that's why you'll see if you have basically a better opportunity and competition score, that is going to hold a little bit more weight in this study. So that's why Mississippi is all the way up at number 4.
And there were some that were pretty level, like Texas, for example, came in number 3. Opportunity competition ranked number 6. Work environment ranked number 5. So there, that's a pretty close cousin to each other in that regard, as opposed to like a Wyoming, which was a 7 opportunity and competition rank, 51st for work environment rank.
Yeah, that's right. So we always want to take basically a conglomeration of these two ranks, and that's how we get our overall rank at the end.
All right, now we are in New Jersey, and when we think of New Jersey, we think of challenges for doing business, regulations, rules, laws, cost of doing business. So, well, maybe it won't be a surprise, actually, as far as New Jersey is concerned. It's not exactly a bright neon welcome mat for doctors, is it?
No, unfortunately, New Jersey ranked 2nd worst on this list, saved only by Rhode Island.
It took a state the size of one of our of Newark, I think, to keep us out of the bottom. Let's you look at the breakdowns: 44th in average starting salary, 45th in average annual wages, 46th in wage disparity, 36th in projected physicians per capita, the 29th in projected population. A percent of population over 65 by 2030, 50th in malpractice payouts per capita, and 24th in malpractice insurance cost. And I pulled up one of your recent surveys, Jill. You did a what states are benefiting from Obamacare, and New Jersey ranked in number 15 that survey, but doesn't seem to be helping the medical profession. It seems like, I guess, Obamacare is helping more the medical consumer as opposed to the medical professional, given the ranking of New Jersey in the best and worst state for physician survey.
Yeah, and that's an interesting comparison and one kind of that we've seen highly correlated. So Obamacare is proving to be better for patients, especially in New Jersey, but a lot worse for doctors. And some of those metrics that you rattled off there, some of them I can go into a little bit further detail. So as far as the physician's mean annual wage, you are right, New Jersey did rank 45th. And when you look at starting salary alone, we looked at this monthly, it ranked 44th, one of the lowest. So a starting salary monthly in New Jersey is around $2,000. If you look at states like Arizona, Tennessee, Florida, it's well over and pretty much near $3,500 per month. And again, that's just starting out. So already you can see that other states have a little bit better opportunities, probably a little bit better competition-wise as well. And one thing that you didn't mention that I think New Jersey could definitely try to improve upon is the number of hospitals per capita. It ranked third least number of hospitals per capita when we looked at all of these states. So clearly, not as many opportunities there for doctors either.
Well, that's primarily because a lot of the hospitals are becoming, I think the professional term is network hospitals. In other words, a conglomeration comes in, buys up groups of hospitals, and then they either shut down or consolidate the runts of the litter into the bigger hospitals, and that's how we wind up with fewer hospitals in both the urban as well as the rural areas. In Sussex County, a hospital became more of an outpatient clinic. In cities like Newark, where there were hospitals within a mile of each other, the networking deemed it worthy to eliminate one of those hospitals from that close of a range.
Exactly, and that's something that we took into account, too, the rise of these branded hospital networks. In addition with the Affordable Care Act, both of them are really decreasing the amount of opportunities for doctors, and that's why so many people have been questioning whether or not we're facing a physician shortage in the near future.
Talking with Jill Gonzalez from Wallet Hub about their best and worst states for doctors 2015 survey. You'll learn more about this, and there are many other surveys, information, education at wallethub.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Mention the ranking for New Jersey, 24th in insured population rate. Given I've been getting stats from Health and Human Services regarding the enrollment in Obamacare, and it seems like the enrollment as well as in the Medicaid participation with the expansion of that in this state explains why that's one of the best rankings for the state at 24th, and I would take an educated guess that's probably going to crack into the top 20 sooner versus later.
Yeah, I think that you're right. So for comparison's sake, there's 87% of New Jersey's population is insured. That's a little bit above average. And Massachusetts, for instance, has the highest population of insured people with 96%. Texas, only 77%. So New Jersey is doing well there. Again, I think Obamacare is something definitely to do with that. And one thing that New Jersey actually did very well, again, better for the doctors more so than the patients here, is the rate of state medical boards serious disciplinary actions. So we looked at that over the past couple of years, and it seems that it's a little bit lax there, the ninth least punitive system that we saw.
Well, that's something I think a lot of people have complaints about in every state, where there's a lack of transparency in how doctors are reprimanded, reported, and how any malpractice or mistakes or dire actions are addressed. And that's probably something that could just run across each and every state, although they try to make it a more transparent situation. But at the same time, too, they also try to limit the lawsuit potential for doctors with malpractice insurance costs. Again, New Jersey being ranked to 24th. That again, if it's a more friendly financial situation for a physician, they're going to set up shop in that state versus this state.
Definitely. I think that malpractice is one of those things that young doctors or people considering a med school aren't really thinking about. You know, it's kind of in the back of their mind, the whole malpractice issue. But again, New Jersey ranked a little bit above average as far as the insurance rates go. It's about $21,000 in premium yearly. And this is what's really interesting. Malpractice award payouts, New Jersey actually ranked the second highest, so about $30 total payout for malpractice per capita. The only state that was more expensive was New York at around $37.
That's the root of the whole thing, if you want to get down to it, as far as a priority for any business. If it's going to cost you more to do business in state A versus state B, yeah, you're going to go over and hang your shingle out at state B. So therein lies one of the problems, as you'll see when you go to wallethub.com and look up the study Best and Worst States for Doctors in 2015. As far as New Jersey is concerned, a lot of dark clouds that make the potential growth of the physician industry challenging at best. And one thing that no state ever wants to have is a shortage of physicians. So hopefully these findings, these statistics will help people realize that some procedural, legislative, and service practice changes have to come about to strengthen up what is a necessity, not just a business, although it does have to coexist as both. Find out more again. It's Best and Worst States with Doctors in 2015 for New Jersey and every state. You're listening on the stream at wallahub.com. And from wallahub.com with the details of the survey, we're joined this morning by Jill Gonzalez. And Jill, thanks for being here this morning.
Anytime. Have a healthy week.